Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I'm gonna play something. I don't know if it's the Frank film, the Frank Sidebottom Being Frank Chris Seavey documentary that came out. Put your headphones on for this because this might be. I don't know if this would be any good or not. I put out the album on my record label, 7A Records, and I don't know if this track made it onto the album. Just found it on my computer. This is called Chris Seavey Humming and Self-Copyright Message. Got no idea what this is. I haven't heard this for ages. So let's have a little listen to this, shall we?
This is Christopher Seavey. Just singing a few bits of tapes of mine to register to prove that they are mine. That's all I need to say, I think.
Isn't that brilliant? I don't think that made the album. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Chris Seavey, Frank Sidebottom, just recording some bits and pieces. Bless him. We're just going to kind of keep it soft.
Mellow.
Because everything's too noisy. And the thing as well with speech radio, it has to be shouty.
You have to have an opinion. You have to hate something.
And you either have to hate me or what I stand for, or you have to passionately... You have to hate the people I hate. Those are the two options you've got in phone-in radio. And that's not how we do it. And I've got some nice stuff up on my iPod, on my laptop that we might play in a minute.
I had a listen to a radio station doing a phone-in. And I often listen to this radio station. And the phone-ins are pitched in a very particular way.
Right.
And today's was something like... And I like the person that does this, but I've just noticed the formula. Halloween, do you find it glorious or ghastly? Like, there's only two options. And it's always, is it this or this? Which one are you? Everyone's always drawing up sides.
Yeah. But this is the thing, you can't be not bothered about anything. I'm really not that bothered about Brexit. I'm not excited. I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah.
I'd rather we stayed. I'm not bothered about it. But for the last 3.5 years, we've been told you have to be angry that you are not getting your way or that you lost. That's it. Thank you, Tony. Tony's enjoying the show tonight and he's enjoying the Imani Coppola music. Tony, I thoroughly recommend you check out her new album, The Protagonist. Also, a bit of a plug, I put out a compilation of what could be loosely described as a best of called Unsung by Imani. And also, she does a great album. My other favourite album is Black and White. And that is some album. Bit sweary. But it's...
But as you've heard, Imani's a bit sweary.
I love her so much. Let's go to Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Alex. What you got for us?
It's Alex Tiffin, if you remember.
Oh, this is Alex Tiffin. Alex Tiffin is pops up on my Twitch feed from time to time and is gifted 21 subs to scumbags that can't be bothered to dip into their own pockets. Gosh. Alex, it's nice to talk to you at last, mate. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
What you got for us?
It was about the cancel culture that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, go on. Yes.
Quite close to me, because 5 years ago, I was a completely different person, and I was just a dick, basically. And then I was. And then I became disabled, and because I've got MA. And then my mental health suffered, and I did something really stupid. And since then, I've changed, but every time I try and do something, people just throw that back at me, like, I can't be better or try and be better. And it's really frustrating.
I was going to say, they go, okay, well, you're trying to be nice, but 5 years ago you did this, so you can't be nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And the papers have done this to me, and they know what they're doing, but obviously it sells.
So how does that... And listen, I don't know, and I don't particularly want to know what you did 5 years ago, because that's not...
It was something to do. I attempted to take my own life.
Right.
But I did it in a way that, because I'm Muslim, I used that sort of in a way. It affected other people as well.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, it was wrong. I admitted what I did was wrong, and I speak about it quite a lot, about how... Because I was undiagnosed with borderline personality disorder at the time.
Yeah.
But diagnosed now, and since I have been, I've been completely stable, and it answers a lot of questions as well, why I was pretty much a dick as well. But it never, ever leaves me. It's constant. Every time I do something good, try and do something good, it'll just get thrown back at me.
And who's doing the throwing?
Well, a lot of the time it's online, or I've had, like, the newspapers, daily, you know, your Daily Mail, the Sun, and things like that. And so that puts me in a bit of a downward spiral as well, because it affects me locally.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I was going to say, well, how does that make you feel then?
I can understand to an extent, in a way, but
yeah,
at the same time, they won't talk about who I am now or what I'm trying to do. They just say, he cannot, you know, it's like, he tried to do this, but he did this in the past, so, you know, it whitewashes everything he's trying to do now. And you just feel like you're banging your head against the wall.
I'm going to ask a question that you don't have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Well, because I'm Muslim, I attempted suicide by cop by trying to say I was going to kill other people.
Right.
I did it inside my own home, but luckily, who I did it to, I messaged someone at my local mosque,
yeah,
knowing they would go to the police, which they did, which is good. But the police also treated it like a mental health, which the police were very good about it.
Mm.
You know, they came and they took me to a place of safety. But then they obviously had to investigate just in case. They did. They cleared me.
The suspicion being, just to clarify, for the suspicion being what? That you were a potentially a Muslim extremist terrorist?
Yes.
Right.
And then it's been reported in the press, you will probably have read it.
I don't think I have, actually. And it's not me being cute. I don't. It doesn't ring a bell with me. But that's not... Go on.
But, said in court, like, the police, the security services, except he was an idiot, not a terrorist. I was admonished, which is a absolute discharge in England. So I got no sentence, because they recognised it was a mental health issue. But they didn't put any of that in the papers.
No, of course not, because that's not a sexy story.
They just put ex-Scots, ex-soldier, Muslim, then jihadist, in quotation marks.
And the
because
thing
it's
is
inferred, yeah. So that's fine.
And once that's in a paper, then that's then online. And unless you're really rich and can afford a lawyer that can approach Google to take stuff down, that's up there forever.
I tried getting Google to take it down, and they said, no, it's relevant. It's not long enough hasn't passed yet.
Okay, so you know that that's probably going to be around your neck forever.
Yeah, because, like, it got used against me when I went to the Labour conference.
Right.
The at first they barred me from entry, even though I'm an accredited journalist and the Labour Party wanted me in. So I had to go to the High Court to get it overturned because Sussex Police had used that article as justification.
Wow.
Even though they have the records, they didn't bother to phone up.
So even though you were cleared of everything,
yeah,
in a court of law, they used a newspaper article to kind of prove your guilt.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was never charged or arrested with terrorism. It was breach of the peace is what it was. And then I was admonished. And all they had to do was call Police Scotland, but they didn't. So I had to go to the High Court, and luckily I have a friend who got a lawyer to do that for me, and they overturned it. But still, it shouldn't have had to happen.
Okay, so you know that this is probably going to be around your neck forever. I imagine that the people close to you, friends and family and loved ones,
they're fine with it.
Of course they are, yeah.
To be fair, my online little Twitter community, they're very supportive as well.
Wow, Twitter, hang on. Twitter's being supportive? What parallel universe are you living in, Alex?
Well, it's probably because I just write about disability and welfare issues.
Right.
I don't really care about the rest. I just want to help people. So, luckily, people have seen me for what I want to do. But it's just if I ever try and do anything else, or they'll just, that just comes back.
Get back in your box. Get back in your box. You jihadist is
that's what it is. You race. You traitor to your country. Traitor.
Wow.
It's all there.
Okay. So knowing that is probably going to be around you forever, what do you do to not go nuts? What do you do to get out of bed every day and to survive?
When it first started happening, that's what I did. I used to run away to bed and I'd get very upset and then I'd not see my kids. And that's what worries me when I'm older is my kids.
Yeah.
How are people going to use that against them? So it's really frustrating, this cancel culture thing. Nobody can ever change, apparently. And I get some people might do things that they can't.
And yet, we are learning with you, with Alistair, who we spoke to earlier, and I thought spoke very bravely about an upcoming court case, about the behaviour he did when he was ill, when he was drinking. Mm-hmm. Not in any way to, you know, take the responsibility away. If he's done something, you have to face up to that.
Yeah, that's important.
You and him both prove, and that we know this as well logically, that people can change. People can look on their past. I tell you, really fascinating man. And I worked with him and I didn't really get on with him. And that was my fault because I was not in a great place. Comedian Kevin Day. You ever have Kevin Day, Catherine? You'd recognise him if you saw him. He used to, I think I've got this right. I think I've got this right. When he was like in his teenage years, he joined the National Front and was a racist, was a full-on... Mm-hmm. racist, and he speaks very openly now he's kind of, I guess you would argue he's a kind of left-wing liberal comedian, he speaks very openly about being a racist, being a member of the NF and some of the horrible things that he got involved with and he supported, and how he was able to realise his mistake and see what he was doing was wrong. Go on, Catherine.
Do you know how what happened?
I can't remember, I can't remember.
It's quite brave with people like that. There's another person, CJ Vellerman. He used to be one of Tommy Robinson's closest friends.
Right.
And now he goes around the world to places like Kashmir and Palestine. It's like the polar opposite.
Yeah.
Talks about how... Yeah, sorry.
I just say, go on, Kath's going to...
So Kevin Day, in the 1970s, quite a brief period, but he talks about it openly. He was a member of the National Front, right? And he says it took the death of his friend, a black friend, in police custody...
Right.
..to make him realise where he was going wrong.
Wow. There you go. It's fascinating. I've heard him be interviewed. Go on, sorry, Alex. This Tommy Robinson ex...
Yeah, so now he goes around the world and he talks openly about how it's so easy to get sucked into this world of racism, and sometimes it's just to fit in, and how other kids can get drawn into it as well. But it's for people like that, I think it shows people can change, and I think people need to be a bit more open-minded. And like you said, the snowflake is just... It's not helpful.
No, it's not. I think it's very damaging. Alex, it's nice to put a voice to your name at last. Yeah. What are you doing?
What, just now?
Yeah, what's all the clipping and clopping? Are you riding a horse?
No, driving.
Oh, OK, all right. Hey, listen, man, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thanks for listening as well.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. You know, it is that thing of you can't atone for your mistakes. And you know, that's quite an extreme mistake that he's made there, but was years ago, was linked to a mental health issue. I love that the police realised he was a dick and not a terrorist. Mm. I mean, there's an argument that all terrorists are dicks, you know, but... it's interesting, isn't it?
I mean, there is an argument, isn't there? And there are exceptions.
Yeah.
But I know you know that. People listen to this, generally, this show will know what I mean. There is an argument that people who make mistakes know why they don't want to do it anymore. You have the chance to be better people than people who just live a blameless life to begin with just because they'd never thought to do anything wrong.
Well, let me see if I've got any more of the Frank Sidebottom stuff that didn't go out on the album, the Chris Seavey stuff. Yeah, I have, actually. Should we... Now, I've not heard a lot of this. Oh, OK, I've got some tracks here. I've not heard these for a couple of years, OK? So these ones didn't make... They were on the long list to be on the soundtrack to the Being Frank album. They didn't make it. I think I can probably get away with playing these ones. I think the quality on these is terrible, so you have to listen, right? But I have several tracks labelled 1973, Front Room with Dad. So this is Chris Seavey and his dad. Let's have a little listen to this.
It's Sunday morning. It's lovely weather outside. And I've just got up about a quarter of an hour ago and I've not had anything to eat yet, but I don't want anything to eat. Anyway, I'll just play a song.
That's it. That's that track. There's another one. It's 1973, Front Room with Dad, Reflections and Dad. We'll just listen to a bit, then we'll come to you in a second, Lewis.
Switch it off and go and get a drink and come back. Hi, conclusive proof coming up that I have just got a drink. Ready? Mm-hmm. Can you hear that?
It's the year I was born.
What year is this?
73.
It's a drink of milk in a cup, well, in a mug, which is sort of browny gold with, well, I don't know if it's black or brown. It's black. No, it's dark. No, yeah, it's black. Well, sort of black, dark, brown pattern all over. Right, well, I'll try and do that song again without a squeaky voice. Now that my life is over. Hello?
Oh,
I am.
What I want to know is,
yes,
are you taking on the car cleaning or not?
Taking on the car cleaning?
Yes.
When did you want it done?
Oh, it has to be done when I want it done, not when you want it done.
Oh.
What I want to know is, do you want to do it, or if Simon comes and asks me a bit later on and says, do you want your car cleaned, do I tell him yes? Have you got time to do it?
I'll do it after tea, is that all right?
yeah, but if you see, the thing that happens with you is that later on something, you probably get somebody called and somebody else will call,
well, I'll do it after tea, definitely.
All right.
Okay.
All Okay.
There you go. Well, that was my dad just coming in asking me if I want to clean the car.
He wasn't asking you.
Now that my life is over.
Oh, Chris.
And all my time's been spent. I began to wonder where I went wrong. Sometimes I wonder deep inside if I should have stayed with the girl my heart kept yearning for. But if I pick you up on radar, then I come on just like I did before. I wonder how the babies could have dragged my girl away. If only I could go back to yesterday. Maybe one day I'll find you. Maybe I'll win your heart. I know the chance is slim, but it's a start. Gives me hope. You see, I cried the day you went away, thinking of the good times we used to have. Although we never got going, I was happy just to love you from afar. But now I'm sad.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
There's just no room for silence. There isn't any room for silence, is there? There's never... I always have to have noise around. I always have to have... When I get home, I'll have the radio on in the car, or I'll call you. Uh-huh. Then when I get home, I'll put on the radio on my phone and I will set my timer on my phone so that it turns off after an hour so I fall asleep to the radio.
Do you know what I've started doing as well when I leave the cat in the house?
What?
Turning the radio on for her. Like, she gives a toss.
Don't be silly.
Well, I just feel like I feel bad that she's going to be lonely. But that's me. That's because that's how I would feel if I was left alone all day with no noise.
And people, and on the radio, people get very uncomfortable about silence. If you're doing an interview with someone who's tricksy, silence is the best thing. Because they feel it's really hard to be looking at someone, eye contact, and not say anything. And someone will have to fill that gap. And if you can hold your nerve, the person you are interviewing will feel they have to fill that gap, and you can get some wonderful stuff out.
It's a great management technique. I had it used on me very effectively when I used to work at Topshop.
Mm.
And my boss, Zhuzha, was brilliant. But that woman could use a silence, right? Sorry, Zhuzha, I can't work that day. I mean, I would love to be able to do it, but I'm going to be... I've got some, like college work to do, and I'm not going to... I could probably do a couple of hours. Would a couple of... Yeah, that'd be very helpful. Thank you.
We had a change in sort of middle management here a while ago, and they wanted us, Catherine and I, to give them or sell them. And I think give them, as money wasn't mentioned, the Rabbit Hole podcast that mm-hmm. we do. And we were adamant that we weren't going to give it away to the point where we were going to stop doing it if they just took it. And they were welcome to pay us for it, but that was never kind of mentioned. And there was a guy, and there was a meeting. It was me, Catherine, and this guy. And I don't remember what the final sentence was, but then there was a huge, long period. It felt like minutes. I suspect it was no more than a minute, but a minute is long. Where me and him were just sat staring at each other in silence. Catherine was to the kind of left of me, and I was just staring at him. I think I'd said something like, if you take it, we'll stop doing it. And a minute of that, after making a bold statement, and I just thought, I have nothing to lose here. I'm not going to be the one. I can sit here all night. And it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
God, it was awful for me. Was it? What was it like for you being sort of on the periphery of it? Because you weren't the one being stared at.
No, I wasn't. But I was also a little bit narked because I think he had brought me in thinking that I was, I think, first of all, thinking I was a lot younger, like I was one of the kids. I'd been doing it for very long and that I was going to be easily manipulated, not realising quite the... partnership we have, and that the rabbit hole is kind of our insurance policy. That's our baby. That's what we want to keep separate, because if this all goes tits up, we need to have something left.
Yeah.
That's a movable feast, you know, that's something we can carry on doing.
Yeah.
If we are, let's say, out of work for a bit, right? So I didn't want to give it to anybody else. And I remember, also he was talking to me, he tried to use the thing on me of, we're going to get rid of this because actually it's a lot of work for you. And I went, I've been doing this for quite a long time. I can do it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were some silences there as well. So I think then he moved on to you because he realised that I was not going to be moved. But I remember what that silence was about. He wanted to know the figures for the rabbit hole.
Was that what...
I don't want to share that with you. Well, I don't know what your intentions are, or something.
Okay, right. That may have been. And there was talk of us losing the podcast of this show, or it becoming once a week. It was a very tense meeting. So to sit there in silence, it was God, it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it, but I'm glad I did it. What an experience!
Here's the thing: you don't have to fill the silences.
No.
Although, having grown up in a very noisy household, I'm used to jumping in and getting my moment when I can.
Don't we all want that one person we can sit in silence with in the same room?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's? Isn't that what life is about? Finding that other person you can sit in the living room, in bed, in a restaurant. You can just sit with them in silence, and it's wicked.
I had a really great friend.
Let me just say, it wasn't that guy for me. It was not wicked.
I had a really great friend years ago when all my friends were getting married. And I think she had got married already. But we're talking about, you know, what marriage is about. And there was a lot of emphasis on the wedding, right? A lot of people going, oh, you got to have this, you got to have that. And I was saying, and I was having to sort of explain to my mum that for me this wasn't about a big party to show off. It was about the start of a different kind of life and all this sort of stuff, and how it was about the marriage rather than the wedding, right? And I was talking to this friend of mine and she said, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. She said, it's not about high days and holidays and those moments where everyone's got a camera out. It's about Tuesday night when you're both knackered and you're sitting in front of the telly. Is that the person you can do that with?
And look, we're going to speak to Lewis in a second. We've been saying we're going to be silent for bits, and we haven't. We've actually talked for the whole time, which is fine, which is fine.
Let's Amy, do you hear who it is?
OK, yeah. This is going to be interesting. Hold on to your hats, guys. This is going to be an interesting one. Good evening. Really? Good evening, Lewis.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, Lewis. Could you come off speakerphone, please?
How's it going? Sorry.
Going very well, Lewis. What have you got for us?
I've totally forgotten my original point, man. Right. But I just wanted to say hello to you and Catherine, especially, because the last time I called in, Rufus Hound was hosting.
Gosh,
that was
a long time ago.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And, but I recommended a book. But listen, what I wanted to say is tonight's calls and everything, it's been a bit weird. It's very mental health orientated, right? Not just tonight, but over the last few months, kind of thing. And I'm just wondering why that is.
Why do you think it is?
Why do I think it?
No, more importantly, why do you think you've picked up on that?
Well, I suffer from mental health too, but like, I don't know, man. I feel like this show's become like a forum for people that have. It's like a sanctuary for mental health patients. Not patients, but like a safe place kind of thing, you know?
And is that a bad thing?
No, but of course it's not.
Well, then embrace, then don't question it, embrace it.
Well, I have to question it.
You don't have to question it.
Not have to, but, you know, just saying, even if something could be perfectly, fantastically great, you know, but you still question it, right?
I'm learning not to. What if you don't mind me asking, and of course you don't have to answer, what would you say are perhaps your biggest issues?
Well, I got diagnosed with BPD 2 years ago.
That's bipolar disorder.
No, it's not.
What is that? Go on. Borderline personality.
Well done. Bingo.
Second go. Thank you. Go on. What does that mean?
I'm not quite sure yet. Okay. I'm still trudging through it all, you know? Right? Even now, as I'm saying this, it's like I'm saying there's a sanctuary for people with mental health or whatever, and I'm calling in and still like, so I don't know.
And weird. You're very welcome to call in.
Thank you.
I'm glad you've called in. It's nice to talk to you. What was the book? What was the book that Rufus recommended to you? Do you remember?
No, I recommended it to him.
Oh, what book did you recommend?
It was Still Life with Woodpecker by Tom Robbins.
Oh, I don't know that. What's that about?
Oh God.
Or is it? Do you not remember?
I do remember.
I struggle. Here's the thing, right? This is my thing, Lewis. The moment I can be so engrossed in a book. And the moment I've read the last page and closed the book, I can totally forget what it was I've just read. I can totally forget it. That's why I keep books, because I can reread them like every couple of years and it's like I'm reading them for the first time.
I didn't, that book, so my friend, she gave it to her mum. She didn't give me the book anyway. But, oh man, do you know what? I had so many questions and things to say to you, like, and it's all just blown out of my head.
Do you want to call back another night, or do you want to sit and have a little think for a minute? We can sit in silence for a minute if you want, or would that make you uncomfortable?
We can sit for a bit. It doesn't have to be in silence. Right?
Well, just if you want to gather your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Okay. I called in, the first time I called into your show was a couple of years ago, I think.
Okay.
And I told you I collected my action figures or whatever.
Right.
And you said it was silly.
I apologize. If I did say that, I don't remember the call. If I did say it, I apologize.
Because there are a lot of people that listen to your show. Like, I know loads of people that actually tune in. And like, not a lot of us do actually call in, but we do tune in. But when you said that, everybody heard it. And
uh-oh.
I got kind of sort of like, you know, on the radio. And like,
well,
sorry, saying that. But, and then I was like, oh.
Well, I apologise for that. If I did say that, I'm really sorry. And I'm sorry if it caused you any problems. That was rude of me.
That's cool, man. Like, but I understand it because it's pretty off the cuff and you're like, you know, putting on your E&E show, whatever. Yeah, like, yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What's your favourite action figure that you got?
Oh, mate, don't even try. Come on.
Whoa, what's your language?
Sorry.
Go on. I was just trying. I was just genuinely asking, but you don't have to tell me.
Yeah, no, I don't have any anymore.
Oh. Not because of me, I hope.
Kind of.
Oh, no, really? You got rid of them because of what I said? Oh, Lewis, I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry.
And I was on national radio, man. It was really sort of... I'm sorry, I keep... Like, I'm not, that was hard.
I'm really sorry,
and
man.
And I recommended a film to you as well.
What film did you recommend?
It was a Will Ferrell film.
Yeah.
Called... I can't remember the name of it now.
What happened?
He was an alcoholic and...
Oh, yeah. No,
It wasn't a comedy.
I've seen it.
Everything Must Go, it's called.
Yeah, I thought that film was all right.
Did you?
I didn't think it was great. I thought it was all right.
It wasn't great. It was a bit like...
Oh. I watched it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I watched it. So thank you for that.
All right, man. Wicked.
Lewis,
how's Catherine doing?
I have to go because Darren Morris
is
coming.
Yeah, man.
And I didn't give many time to talk yesterday, and he got his brother to phone me up and threatened to beat me up. earlier, and I don't want to get a kick in off Daryl's brother. So thanks for your call, Lewis. And I apologise if anything I said in the past upset you. That was rude of me, and I'm very sorry.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if I upset you or anything.
You haven't upset me at all, mate. You've got nothing to apologise for. We'll speak again, Lewis. Good night.
Sweet, nice man. Cool.
Take care. Bye bye.
Nice man.
He's got rid of his action figures because of me. That's terrible.
I enjoyed the mellow nature of the recent radio you've been making. Very good. It's nice sometimes, right? Because I wasn't feeling that great today, to be honest. Like, you know, just one of those days where you feel a bit like there.
Yeah, you're wearing like a cosy jumper, it looks like.
Yeah, it's a cosy jumper kind of day.
Yeah.
You know, one of those days where you just need to be wrapped in a cosy jumper.
Totally, man.
So I enjoyed it. So thank you for that.
Thank you
for bringing me them there.
Also, it's getting proper cold now, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
When you leave for about 4:15.
Yeah.
We go now in 20 minutes, it is freezing
big
out
time.
There.
The land
is worse for you.
Big time. But it's very, it's not, you know, there's pleasant cold. There's cold where it's like, oh, it's nice, it's cold. Mm. And then there's unpleasant cold where it's, oh, it's too cold.
It's a wind biting. Trap out there.
It's biting. That's exactly what it is. It's unpleasant cold.
We didn't give you any time yesterday. You got until 58:20. You have a minute.
Very little happening.
Very,
very little happening, to be honest. So
we can have a minute's thinking time if
you
want.
If you want to, yeah. Just a meditative.
We can end in silence for the rest.
Actually,
of the show.
There is something interesting. What's something
there
very
is something interesting?
One interesting guest in the course of 4 hours.
Yes.
A guy who is a massive Doris Day fan. When he was about 17, set up a Doris Day fan club, and Doris Day called him. When he was a kid, called him up, and he didn't believe it. And then she did something. The phone call, actually, the content of the phone call is really interesting. So we'll let him tell that story a little bit later on.
What time's he on?
He is going to be on at about 4:30 in the
morning.
So
that's great.
Get yourself awake. for that.
Thank you, Daryl. That sounds brilliant. We will be back tonight at 10. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Catherine. Let's end the show. Turn the mics down. Let's end in silence, Sam. Thank you.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.